Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Today our topic is everything will start as a heavy rain on a sunny day at a time you least expect it. And I know that's too long to put on the description area, so we'll call it dollar, Russia, and Israel. However, this is really one of the major points I'm trying to make today. In other words, most people are totally clueless. They do not understand that the dollar is about to fall, that Russia and also NATO and America, that the nations are preparing for war. They don't understand that. And frankly, they don't want to know. They just want to live their life. They want God to leave them alone, let them have a nice, happy life. They are not interested in building the kingdom of God. They're not interested in finding out what he wants for their life, stopping what they want to do what he wants. They could care less. So God is about to get their attention. And I don't know why it is. I wish I didn't ever have to say anything about, hey, we need money. And that's the reason Jason Meeks, I think, was given this dream that says we need to ask people to join $9.90 a month or more just on an automatic basis so that we can take out some of the dips, because right now we're in a dip. So if God has blessed you, you can help us get out of the dip. Now would be a very nice thing. Also, I called Joseph Kitchen yesterday and I said, look it, this is real serious, okay? Dollar's about to be some starving Americans. Is there anything that we can do to help more people? Long story short, took them a couple of days, but they got back to me and they said, here's what we can do. We have a bunch of extra red wheat that we really need to get rid of. So we're going to make a one for one. In other words, if you buy one 50-pound pail of red wheat, now remember, this is nitrogen-packed. It's supposed to be for long-term storage. Most of the wheat you buy out there comes in a paper bag. It doesn't last very long, breaks, mice get into it. This will last for years and years and years. And if you buy one, you get one free. Right now, josephkitchen.com. Now, so that you understand, typically one loaf feeds a person for a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, and each loaf keeps about 7 to 10 days. These are approximate calculations. The one I want you to look at is 8 pails feeds 4 people for about a year. But these last for many years. My suggestion is right now, while you can get red wheat at a really, really good price, is that you call and you get at least the 8 pail, maybe the 12 pails, 6 people for 2 years, okay? You can get a whole year's worth free. Whatever it is, they're doubling it right now. Josephskitchen.com. There's an S in it, josephskitchen.com. All right, this is the thing we're looking at, and I've got some new information for you today. We're watching for the headline, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. Now, I was thinking that it would have to take place during the 49 days of the counting of the Omer between first fruits and Passover. And we have now got a fellow that knows it better than peepcal.com, where I got my information from. He says, actually, the last day of the counting of the Omer is the 16th of June. However, let me tell you about this. So I got a call. Matter of fact, I got the call first from this guy here, okay? Good friend of mine. Matter of fact, he used to work with Joseph Kitchen. So he calls this morning. He said, Stan, have you ever thought that maybe the counting of the Omer is not necessarily when the newspaper headline, Omer ushers in Palestinian state, will come out? I said, say on. He said, have you ever looked up what the word usher actually means? I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, you look it up and it means that, like, you usher someone to their seat and maybe a sports stadium or maybe a church. In other words, it's the guiding them to the place where they're going to conclude. Well, as he's talking and telling me this, and I'm telling him, no, I hadn't thought of that. He said, it may be that it's negotiated during the 49 days of the counting of the Omer, but then sometime after that is when the newspaper headline actually happens. I said, no, I hadn't thought of that. So as I'm talking to him, this email, that's the top one here, came up. And he says, Pastor Stan, to me it could mean that during the Omer is being presented or ushered in, like someone being ushered into a church. But after the Omer is declared, like when that one being ushered in is seated, now let the service begin, meaning but it's declared days after the counting of the Omer. Okay, so what does that mean? It may mean that it happened sometime after June 16th. Now, no, I would think it happened pretty soon. I would say probably by the end of July. I think maybe August would be stretching it a while, but probably by the end of July. Okay, now let's look at some things with that as a possibility, because that all of a sudden opens up some big doors. And that's, I made my point there, so move on. So we know that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. Now, hang on. We also know that Sunday, by the time you watch this, this date will have already passed. On 6-9 of 2024, the 70-year-old treaty between the USA and Saudi Arabia expires, meaning the Saudis will no longer be required to sell their oil for U.S. dollars. Well, why is that important? Because they've also announced that they're not going to sell their oil in U.S. dollars anymore. And that means that the petrodollar, or the strength of the dollar, is about to die. Why is that important? Because July 10, 2012, Shane Warren talked to the Prophecy Club, made a DVD called Judgment, Prophecy, watchprophecyclub.com will tell you how you can watch the whole thing instantly. Watchprophecyclub.com. And here's the point. He said, first thing he saw in this vision was worthless dollars, fistful of dollars, blowing in the wind, worthless as leaves. Then during that, he said, also he saw a major earthquake happen in the New Madrid Fault. And he said, and what caused it was buying oil in another currency, boom. So, as of Monday, June the 10th of 2024, the dollar is not going to be the petrodollar anymore. The dollar is no more going to be what they call the reserve currency of the world. And according to an article I'm about to show you, now the yuan, the Chinese yuan, is about to be that currency. Meaning that the Chinese yuan is about to go up, the dollar is about to go down. Now, whether it goes down like this, or like this, or like this, most of the prophecies say it happens like this. In other words, one of them said it would go down 30%, boom, instantly, overnight. A couple of months later, 50%. A couple of months later, 66%. Then eventually, worthless as leaves blowing in the wind, and that could happen all the way down to the bottom this year. I mean, I don't know. Well, let's go on. And I'm going to let you read that if you want to, but the only thing I want to point out here is I saw silver, not gold, begin to drastically increase. He said he saw silver, not gold, begin to skyrocket. All right, now why is that important? I talked to a racquetball buddy of mine last night. He's a Russian, so he doesn't speak English so good. And we're real close, so I turned to him. I said, look, I'm not a financial expert. I can't give you advice, but and he's 76. He says, I said, do you have any money in paper? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I mean, do you have your money like in a money market or in the bank or stock market? Or yeah, he says, well, I'll just tell you. He said, I got about $45,000 in a money market. And I said, okay, I'm not giving you advice, but if my mom were to call and say, I got $45,000 in a money market. Son, what would you suggest? I would say call 800-200-GOLD, which is 800-200-4653. And I actually sent him the number. I called them and got them hooked up. Why? Because now that we know that the petrodollar has now become the petro-yuan, and now that we know the prophecy is about to be fulfilled, now that we know that dollar's about to start dropping like rock, if you have your money in paper, in other words, if it's not in hard precious metals or land or something like that, I can't tell you what to do. That's against the law. But I can tell you, you probably ought to call these guys and say, okay, here's my situation. You don't have to do anything. Call them.